Katsiri of Hilchos Bikurim, the 10th chapter. Mitzvah Saselit and Lakon Reshus Hagez. It's a positive commandment of the Torah to give to the Kohen the first shearing of the sheep. Shnemar, as it says, Reshus Gez Tom Chatitin Lo. You should give him the first shearing of the sheep. Levim Bechal Yisrael B'mitzvah Zu. Levim are included with the rest of the Jews in this mitzvah, so that they too have to give the Reshus Hagez. Ve'en Reshus Hagez Zu Shir Min HaTerah. By Terah law, there is no shear, no specific amount of how much wool you have to give the Kohen. When David says from Shliyif was Mechad Meshishim, but by rabbinic law, he shouldn't give less than 1/60. Then in the Hegas El Abaret, Ben Bifnei Abayis, Ben Shalot Bifnei Abayis. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael, whether the Beit HaMikdash is there or not. Kureisha Sadogan, just like the first of the grain, the Truma, that is. V'noag B'chulan Avalov B'mukdashin. Also, this applies to non-sacrificial animals, animals that were not sanctified. Those that were, Reshus Hagez does not apply. Beis, Ketzad, Haso. Horesh Higgins, Beis, Sevedek, Abayis. If he gave an animal to the use of the Beis HaMikdash, Ugzazan, and he sheared the wool, Yachol Yechayv, Lifto, Salit, and Lakon. And you might think he has to redeem it, since it's holy, and then give it to the Kohen. Or if he sanctified an animal but not its wool, you might think that even though the animal is sanctified, the wool should be chayiv, liable. Tamalom, the Torah says, Tzoncha, your lamb, Eina Elo Tzono, it's only Ein Elo Tzono, these are not his lambs. Gimel Kalakotrim Shekotim Mum Kavur, like Deshav Nivtu Chayavim Breshus Hagez. If an animal was that he sanctified had a full blemish, a real blemish, before they were sanctified, and then they were redeemed, so the sanctification was only for Beit HaKabayis in the first place. Once they're redeemed, then they're liable on Reshus Hagez. Avlim Kodem Megdeshim Es Mumam, if they were sanctified before they had a blemish, Oshu Kodem Mumam Over Legdeshim V'Akach Nolo Lehem Mum Kavua, or there was only a temporary blemish before they were sanctified. Then they were sanctified, and then they had a permanent blemish. And then they were Niftu, they were redeemed. Reshus Hagez, the free of Reshus Hagez, because this animal is set aside for sacrifice. Even once it's redeemed, it still has a certain sanctity attached to it, and there's no obligation of Reshus Hagez. Dalar in Chayav Reshus Hagez el Akrosim Bovad, Zacharim Kinekevos. The Reshus Hagez, the obligation, is only lambs, that's both male and female. Shetem Shalem or Rai Labgadim, because it's their wool that can be used for clothing. Tamim Koshev and Roy Lilavisha, if they had a hard kind of wool that's not fit for making clothing out of, Ptur Meshus Hagez, they're not liable in Meshus Hagez. Shemetar Tzul HaKohen Alek Teh Lubash Mimena. The reason of this gift for the Kohen is he should be able to make clothing out of it and wear it. Hey, Kevin Shazikalo Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ptur Meshen Lachmo V'yeno, V'zikalo B'matas Behema, V'kotche Migda, Shabbatah Shalo, Zikalo Meshus Hagez Lavusho. Hashem gave the Kohen Truma, which is his bread and his wine. It gave him certain gifts from the animals that we learned previously. It gave him of the holy things of the Beit HaMikdash, where he gets the meat to eat. So it also gave him the first of the wool to make garments out of. The other things that a Kohen gets, something stolen from the convert, and then the convert died and he had no heirs, or the charamim, something put under the ban, or the field that goes to the Kohanim under certain circumstances at Yovel, or the redemption of the firstborn. All of these things are for the other expenses of the Kohanim. Shrein Ochelik Benachlo Vaviza. Since he has no inheritance in the land itself, or in the spoils of war when the land is conquered, so he's given these things so that he can have his needs taken care of. Vavay Yatelu Shalhen Adam Oshachar Oshachum Chayavat Mishas Hagez. If the wool was red or black or brown, it's still obligated to Mishas Hagez. If he sheared the wool and dyed it before giving it, niftum reshus hagez, it becomes free of reshus hagez because he's acquired it by the shinui, by the change in its nature. However, if he washed it, made it nice and white, he does have to give. That's not considered a real change. Acha shalivno, after he washed it. Atorish samarachel biyadov logazaz. If you tear off the wool rather than shearing it, still Chayv Reshus Hagez, he is obligated to give the Reshus Hagez. Zayin Reshus Hagez Nog B'Chalayim, Rishis HaGeis applies with an animal that's crossbreed, that is to say, lamb and goat together. Uvachoi, with a certain animal known as a choi, it's a type of animal whose status is uncertain, whether it's a behemoth or a chaya. Uvatrefa, with an animal that is trefa, that has an injury, even though it's not going to live, it's still obligated in Rishis HaGeis. Now, the goat is a mesa potter. If you shear a dead animal, that is free of Rishis HaGeis. If you set aside the Rishis HaGeis, then it gets lost. He is responsible until he gives it to a Kohen. If someone says, all that I shear should be considered the Rishis, his words are valid, and he has to give it all. If you take the first shearings of the, or the shearings of the sheep of a non-Jew after the non-Jew sheared them, or shore them off the animals, Patrim Rishis HaGeis, he's not liable to give the first of the shearing. Lokach HaTolig Gizofen, if he purchased the sheep in order to shear them. Chayav Afi Shagod LaGizah Rishis HaGeis, then he is liable, although the wool grew when it belonged to the non-Jew. Vafi Shachoz Natsol LaGayach HaGizah. Furthermore, the lambs are going to go back, the sheep are going to go back to the non-Jew after the shearing. Ovagozes Yisrov HaGizah Shalo Chayav, since the one who's shearing is a Jew, and the wool belongs to him, he is liable. Because the obligation is specifically during the time of the shearing. If you purchase the shearing of your friend's sheep, if the seller left some of his sheep over to shear, the seller has to separate from those lambs left over on behalf of them all. Even though he didn't start the shearing yet. Why does he have to do this? Chazaka, because we have a presumption. A person is not going to sell the gift that belongs to the Kohen. If he didn't leave anything over, he sold it all. In that case, the purchaser is obligated to separate the Rishis HaGeis. If there are two kinds of shearings, like white or brown or male and female, he sold one variety and he left over the other. Each one gives a separate Rishis HaGeis. Then as Latzma Masha Lokach, the one who bought one kind gives for what he bought. Then as Latzma Masha Shir, and the other one gives the Rishis HaGeis for what he left over. Today's Geshe's Gaiva lo Gizus and Yidua, Imachal Nizgaya Nigzazu, or Oshimini Omisha Nizgayer, a convert who converted, and he had shorn wool, and it's not known whether it was shorn before his conversion or afterwards. As a potter, he is not liable, because the person who wants to extract it from his fellow, the burden of proof is upon him. So the Kohen would have to prove, if he wants to get it, that it hasn't been given yet. Or rather, that it's obligated, because that the person was Jewish when the shearing took place. How many sheep do you have to have in order to be liable in Rishis HaGeis? In Paras Mechamish, no less than five. Sheva Gizish Lan, in Paras Mishkol, Shishan Sela. Provided that their wool that you shear has no less than a weight of 60 coins, called slime. He gives us kolas mechamishim and pos mishkol shnei mosa sela. And each one of the individual wools from each sheep, clumps of wool from each particular sheep, should have a minimum of 12 sela weight. Paisach then goes as pos shnei mosa sela. Afi shechamishim goes as oshishim sela yoter. If one of them was less than 12 sela weight, even though the total of all five is 60 or more, you have some with a lot of wool, and it compensates for the one with less, still, away the term Rishis HaGeis, they are free of Rishis HaGeis. The daughter of the Shetuf Mechayav and Rishis HaGeis, partners are liable in the obligation of Rishis HaGeis, Moshiach Bechelek Kolechem Mehem Geshir, provided that in the portion of each one there is a minimum size. Mechamish Nom Bavav, Shoshne Shetufim Peturim, but the total of five sheep among two partners is not liable. The Rishis HaGeis admits to do it right in the beginning when he starts cutting the wool off, but if he does it in the middle or at the end, he fulfills his obligation. He had five sheep. He sold one and sheared one and sold its wool. Then he sheared the wool of the second and sold it. Did the same for the third. It all adds up for the Rishis HaGeis. Chayiv, and he's liable. Even after many years, it is okay in the case of Rishus HaGez to give him a new crop of lambs for an old, on behalf of an old. Ordinarily with Truma, you have to give for the same year. With Rishus HaGez, it's not necessary. Mizel there, and for one variety and another, or one group bunch of wool for another. We did not have five to begin with. He had one lamb or ewe, and he bought it and sheared the wool. Then he had a second one and did the same, and then up to five, presumably. He's still not obligated. If somebody had a lot of wool from the first shearings, and he wants to give it out to the Kahanim. You shouldn't give less than a 5 sela weight to each Kohen that's already been washed, which is enough to make a small garment. It doesn't mean that he actually has to wash it and before giving it to him. It means he gives the dirty wool, but when it gets washed by the Kohen, and apparently loses some of its size, I don't know if it's shrinkage or whatever, if after that time it has to be a 5 sela weight or more. It should be a useful giving, something that he can make something useful out of. Rishus HaGez is considered not holy in every respect. Therefore I say, that you can give it to a female Kohen, even if she's married to an Israelite, the daughter of a Kohen who marries an Israelite. Kematas behemah, just like the gift of the behemah, of the animal that we learned in a previous chapter, the Zorah Lechayayim and the Keva, the three parts, that can also be given to a female Kohen. And it appears to me, says the Rambam, that they both have the same law, the same status.